भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। This is not just invocation, this is the part of the verse. This is the only part of the verse, the whole literature. Dhanama jasya yato anvaya itratas charteshvabhikya swarat tene brahmaridaya adi kavaye मोयन्ति यत्सूरय तेजो वारि मुदां यसा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तकुहकम् सत्यं परं धीमहि। I'll just read the translation because you've been reading this verse for a long time. O my Lord Sri Krishna, son of Vasudev, O all-pervading personality of Godhead, offer my respectful obeisances unto you. I meditate upon Lord Sri Krishna, because He is the absolute truth and the primary cause of all causes of the creation, sustenance and destruction of the manifested universes. He is directly and indirectly conscious of all manifestations, and He is independent because there is no other cause beyond Him. It is the only who He is only who imparted first Vedic knowledge into the heart of Brahmaji, the original living being. By Him even the great sages and demigods are placed into illusion, as one is bewildered by the illusory representations of water seen in fire or land seen in water. Only because of Him to the material universe temporarily manifested by the reactions of the three modes of nature appear factual, although they are unreal. I therefore meditate upon Him, Lord Sri Krishna, who is the eternal existence in the transcendental world, which is forever free from the illusory representations of the material world. I meditate upon Him, for He is the absolute truth. Now I will read the purport from where it was left off. The chief engineer is a complicated constitution. Chief engineer of a complicated construction does not personally take part in the construction, but He knows every nook and corner because everything is done under His direction. He knows everything about the construction, both directly and indirectly. Similarly, the personality personality of Godhead, who is the supreme engineer of this cosmic creation, knows every nook and corner, although affairs are being carried out by demigods. Beginning from Brahma down to the insignificant ant, no one is independent in the natural creation. The hand of the Lord is seen everywhere. All material elements as well as all the spiritual sparks emanate from him only, and material benefits and whatever is created in this material world is but the interaction of two energies, the material and spiritual, emanate from the absolute truth, personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. A chemist can manufacture water in the chemical laboratory by mixing hydrogen and oxygen. But in reality, the living energy works in the laboratory under the direction of Supreme Lord, and the materials with which he works are supplied by the Lord. Lord knows everything directly and indirectly, and he is cognizant of all what minute details, and he is fully independent. He is compared to a mine of gold and the cosmic creations in so many different forms are compared to objects made from gold, such as gold rings, necklaces, and so on. The gold ring and the gold necklace are qualitatively one with the gold in the mine, but quantitatively the gold in the mine is different. Therefore, the absolute truth is simultaneously one and different. Nothing is absolutely equal with absolute truth, but at the same time, nothing is independent of the absolute truth. Okay. Thank you. So, when should I really stop it? I read one more paragraph. Conditioned souls beginning from Brahma, who engineers the entire universe down to the insignificant ant, are all creating. But none of them are independent of the Supreme Lord. The materialist wrongly thinks that there is no creator other than his own self. This is called Maya or illusion. Because of this poor fund of knowledge, the materialistic cannot see beyond the grievance, the purview of the imperfect senses, and thus he thinks that matter automatically takes its own shape about the aid of a supreme intelligence. This is refuted in the sloka by Śrīla Vyāsadeva. Since the complete whole of the absolute truth is the one source of everything, nothing can be independent of the body of the absolute truth. Whatever happens to the body quickly becomes known as the embodied. Similarly, the creation is the body of absolute, where therefore absolute knows everything directly and indirectly that happens in the creation. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. This is one of the most important verses of Bhagavad Gita. Srimad Bhagavatam. When Srila Prabhupada was talking once about Bhagavad Saptas, people Saptas, so he said, my Guru Maharaj gave lectures on this sloka for 3 months. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj kept speaking about this first shloka for 3 months. So this idea of sattva is imaginary idea. You cannot cover Bhagavatam in 1 week. But Prabhupada told me that they are doing wrong teachings. If they are very used to sattva, then why don't you do your good preaching? But I did not like the sattva idea. The point is that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Most of the world doesn't know who is God. And one who knows, those who know, there are very few that can accept wholeheartedly, surrender completely. So there is less than 1% of the world that knows the absolute truth. Hindus, I don't know what bothers them, but they still worship demigods. They respect Krishna. Janmashtami, they flock to our temple for 2 lakhs people. But, and everywhere I heard, I was in Silicon Valley, Mountain View Temple. They told me that on Janmashtami they have 10,000 people in that little place. So, people identify Krishna with ISKCON, and they have recognized that this is a bona fide institution of Krishna consciousness. But the big scientists, industrialists, Nobel Prize winners, scientists, they do not know. They do not even know that body is different from soul. So Prabhupada, who was always absorbed in love of God, was already having ecstasy in Vrindavan. He came and started this Krishna consciousness movement and spoke simple things. In the Bhagavatam it is said that Bhagavad Dharmas are the ones which are simple things which could be understood by unintelligent people. Bhagavad Dharmas. By practicing Bhagavad Dharma, one should be able to run blindly. In other words, you cannot over-glorify Prabhupada, or you cannot over-glorify Krishna. These two personalities, however much glorification we make, is not enough. So sometimes ignorant people accuse us, you worship your guru too much. I say that we are worshipping 1/10 of what we should do it. Prabhupada said when he was taking Vyas Puja that why are you envious? my disciples want to offer me puja while anyways. So Krishna is the same Supreme Lord. Hindus recognize, but they also recognize Shiva is God, Manish is God, Durga is God. Even though in Bhagavad Gita it is clearly established, Kamesha Stejita Jnana, Pravajyanti Anya Devata, Tantam Niyamasaya, Prakruti Anya Tahasvaya, Kamam, material desires make us worship demigods. And whatever faith we require to worship the demigods is given by Lord Krishna in the as a super soul in the heart. Tam tam neva asaya pagodana satya sadaya uktas tasya radhana devat tatacha yes labhate tata kama mayo vihita anita. With that faith they increase to give benedictions. Devatas give easy benedictions. But whatever benedictions the demigods give, they are given by me alone. So, the demigods worshippers go to demigods and my worshippers come to me. This is clear cut understanding that you go to the station. If you cut the ticket for Delhi, go to Delhi. And if you cut the ticket for Bombay, go to Bombay. It's not that you can go with Bombay with Delhi ticket. So twice Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Yanti Devata Devan, Pitrun Yanti Pitruja, Bhutani Yanti Bhuteja, Yanti Madhyajino Vimam. Devata, they go to demigods, and those who worship ghostly elements, they go to ghostly elements, and those who worship me come to me. Krishna, who is Krishna? What does he do? Actually, the self-same Krishna is son of Nanda Maharaj. In the Chaitanya Chaitanya, he said, he is Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, Ekale Ishvara, Andatmaja, Asadhi Lalana, Revaja, Vrindavana. Swayam Bhagavan, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is mentioned later that Ete Jansakala, Krishna Stus Bhagavan Swayam. All the other incarnations narrated, about 23 of them, are plenary portions. But Krishna is Swayam Bhagavan. He is self-same Supreme Lord. This Swayam Bhagavan Krishna is the actual master. He is the only Supreme Master. Even other incarnations, they follow him. In Chaitanya Lila, we see that there are three Vishnu Tattvas. But the one Mahaprabhu is called Mahaprabhu, and the two, Nityananda Prabhu and Advaita Prabhu, are considered Prabhus. So even the Vishnu Tattvas, they follow Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Ekala Ishvara Krishna, Arasara Bhutya. Only Krishna is the master. Everybody is his servant. So, what an extraordinary gift Srila Prabhupada has given us. That self-same Krishna, Supreme Lord Krishna, who appeared twice, he presented to us in a complete manner. Even though his health was very weak, he published the 17 volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And he had more ambition if Krishna had allowed. Prabhupada was dreaming about Krishna, thinking about Krishna, and always talking about Krishna. One time, we were in Mayapur in 1977. Prabhupada was sick in the whole year practically. But it started in Mayapur when in February he got temperature. So we were taking turns to be with him, tightly massage him. So it is my experience. It was 2 o'clock in the night and Prabhupada got up from the sleep. And he said, "These rascal scientists, they should be taught. You cannot produce a fly in the laboratory or a mosquito in the laboratory. Why do you claim that life comes from matter?" And then 2 minutes later, he went back to sleep. So, even in his dream, he is preaching. One time in Bombay, Prabhupada instructed me to go to college preaching. Then I met him in Vrindavan. He asked me to report. I said, "It's a very positive response. Students are very attracted to you, your philosophy." So he said, "Tell them, Bahavo Jnana Tapasa, Bhuta Madhava Mahagata." Many, many people have, by austerity and penance, attained same nature as me. Then Prabhupada started crying. He said, "What can I do? I am an old man. I cannot do it, but you are young people. You should do it and make them devotees." So now that I am 69, I realize the stage Prabhupada started the Hare Krishna movement. And I am at the end of my missional rules. We were dealing with a supremely old person, but he never let us know that he is old. He always let us know is a young enthusiastic devotee. I never felt in front of Prabhupada that I am young and Prabhupada is old. Always felt Prabhupada as some kind of partner or friend. So he never complained about the normal pains he went through. Because birth, death, old age and disease, they come to everybody and they bring their pains. But Prabhupada never complained about any pains. He got a new life by preaching. Krishna is not the Supreme Lord Krishna alone. Krishna is all-inclusive. Krishna means his clothes, his fruit, his name, fame, paraphernalia, his even Pushti Margis, they celebrate his temple's flag, Daja. They bring the Daja everywhere, every town and village. And people think that Sinaji, Lord Sinaji have come. So, as much power as Krishna has shown in Krishna book, the same power can be shown by Krishna's any of his limbs, Angani, Yasya. So, one limb works for the other limb. For Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's contribution to this world is two things. That he established that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Many established Krishna is the Supreme Lord, but he specifically established, and he also established that Gopi Bhav, the feelings of the Gopis and Radharani, that is the most intimate worship of Krishna. So, as mango tree seed, if you sow in the ground, mango tree grows. And if you sow in the ground the seed of neem tree grows. So, I have to say that we are Prabhupada Anugas. He has sown the seed of the highest love of God, Gopi Bhav. So, everybody has a chance to go highest level. Krishna, Lord Chaitanya once told Sanatana Goswami that if you are thinking of giving up body because you touch me with your leprosy stricken body, then you are wrong. If by giving up body you can please Krishna, I will give up 1,000 bodies. Krishna does not like giving up bodies. Krishna is only attracted by hearing and chanting. Bhajan madhya sarva sreshta navida bhakti Krishna Krishna Prema Tare Mahashakti. Taramadhyay ભજન મધ્ય સર્વશ્રેષ્ઠ નવવિધા ભક્તિ તારા મધ્ય સંકીર્તન નિરપરાધ સંકીર્તન જે મહાશક્તિ સો હિસે ભજન મધ્ય સર્વશ્રેષ્ઠ શ્રવણમ કીર્તનમ વિષ્ણુ સ્મરણમ પદસેવનમ વચનમ દાસ્યમ સખ્યમ આત્મનિવેદન એની વન ઓફ ધીસ પ્રોસેસ ઇઝ એબલ ટુ ગીવ કૃષ્ણ એન્ડ કૃષ્ણ પ્રેમ કૃષ્ણ કૃષ્ણ પ્રેમ જીતે તરે મહાશક્તિ બટ એસ્પેશલી સંકીર્તન ઇઝ વેરી પાવરફુલ in the age of Kali. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu preached to one Tapan Mishra in Bengal when he had not yet manifested his ecstatic pastimes. He was known as a great teacher, Nimai Pandit. Wherever he went, people respect because he knew all the shastras and he could defeat any pandit. In those days there was a lot of argument on the scriptures. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling around Bangladesh as a good scholar. But his Tapan Mishra had a dream that if you want to know about sadhya and sadhana, Tapan Mishra was a very simple Brahman, but he was always thinking about, and there are so many demigods, so many worships, so many different types of practices, what is real? So in the dream he was told, if you want to know the dream, know the goal of life, go to Nimai Pandit. He is Krishna himself. So he took a bath in there and he fell down at the feet of Nimai Pandit and said, please tell me, what is sadhya and sadhana? So Lord Chaitanya told him, Kali Yuga Nahi Tapa Yagna Mishra. Oh, Tapa Mishra, in Kali Yuga any austerity or sacrifices will not do. Nama Yagna Sar, Sankirtan, holy name of Krishna. That is the essence. Khaite suite yada tada nama lai. Khaite suite means while sleeping, while eating, here, there, everywhere, chant the holy name. Vedas are not knowing the power of His holy name. I mean to say that what Prabhupada has given, Krishna, the introduction to Krishna, complete, perfect introduction to Krishna, and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. That they are the two most valuable gifts that a saintly person can give. Prabhupada has given us. Even if we are religious, none of us are qualified for such a great mercy. Prabhupada, if you make shoes with our skin, with our body, we still cannot pay him back. Prabhupada was very simple. People in Bombay who came, Prabhupada asked them, "What do you think Krishna is?" And they will give many irregular answers. So Prabhupada said he used to keep 3 books on his desk. One was Gandhi's essays on Bhagavad Gita. One was Radha Krishna's book. And one was Vinoba's book. And he said, "Read," he would ask me, or whoever sitting. So we are supposed to read to this gentleman. As Gandhi said, that if that Krishna, who is attributed to all those pastimes in Mahabharata and Bhagavatam, if he was in fact alive, then I refuse to accept him as God incarnate, even at the cost of being banished from Hinduism." He was a goodness person, but he was totally ignorant about absolute truth. So when we were walking on the Juhu beach, one time Prabhupada said, "Mahatma Gandhi, at least he became a human being." So I said, "But he said he is Ram at the time of death. He chanted Ram's name. Therefore he became a human being." I remained a little doubtful. 10 years later it came that Gandhiji's secretary, who was standing by him when he passed away, Gandhiji did not utter "He Ram" at the time of death. And I realized Prabhupada was confident that he had a human form of life but not liberated. Whenever I would bring some saint's name, he used to say, "What does he say?" You judge the person by what is his philosophies. What does he say? So, Prabhupada has a simple litmus test. If you accept Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead, you can be guru as much as you want. But if you don't accept Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even a new bhakta in ISKCON is better than the charlatan meditator or charlatan devotee. I'm sorry, but I need to go to airport to catch the flight. Anybody has any question? Okay, thank you. Everybody understood? Because I spoke very slowly. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.